Coinbase launches cushy credit fund as banks fight stablecoin yield. Coinbase has launched a new institutional credit fund called the Coinbase Stablecoin Credit Strategy, marketed as cushy, sitting at the exact intersection that banks have spent the spring lobbying to close off. The fund is restricted to qualified investors and institutions, runs on Base, Solana, and Ethereum, and uses Superstate's Fund OS for tokenized share issuance, with Northern Trust as administrator and Coinbase Prime providing prime services. The launch was reported by CryptoSlate on May 1, 2026. Cushy itself does not pay yield directly to USDC holders. The fund offers exposure to public, private, and opportunistic credit markets, with optional tokenized shares that institutions can hold like any other on-chain asset. The product matters less because of any single rate and more because of who built it and what it implies for the political fight over the Clarity Act. Why a credit fund triggers a banking fight? Banks are not panicking about Coinbase running a credit fund. They are panicking about the larger pattern, a U.S.-listed exchange with $17.8 billion in average USDC balances during 2025 and $135 billion in stablecoin revenue, is now distributing tokenized claims on private credit through Superstate. If the Clarity Act passes with current yield-bearing language intact, the same plumbing scales from qualified institutions to retail. That is the deposit flight scenario the American Bankers Association and state-level bank lobbies have been writing letters about for months. A regulated dollar token paired with a regulated tokenized credit product looks a lot like a money market account. Except the rails are public chains and the issuer is not a bank. The Federal Reserve has flagged the same structural concern in different language, citing opacity and intensifying interconnectedness between banks and private credit vehicles as worth monitoring. Tokenized credit funds with stablecoin distribution channels make that interconnection legible in real time, which cuts both ways for regulators. The numbers behind the lobbying, the macro context explains why this fight is worth tens of millions in lobbying spend. Stablecoin transaction volume hit $33 trillion in 2025. Though McKinsey and Artemis estimate that only about $390 billion of that was actual payment activity, with roughly $8 billion in capital market settlement. Tokenized credit had around $5.1 billion distributed and $21.2 billion represented by year-end, and private credit lending to SaaS firms alone passed $500 billion. The growth curves are not the threat. The threat is that more of that volume now flows through products that look and behave like banking, but are not chartered as banks. Coinbase has spent 2025 building rails for exactly this transition, including its stablecoin partnership infrastructure work, alongside firms like Anchorage and M0. Who is on the other side of Clarity Bank lobbying against the yield provisions has been steady but indirect. Most of the public pressure has come through industry letters and through groups like Agora pushing for a federal charter that would route stablecoin issuance through traditional supervisory regimes. We covered that effort in Agora's federal charter race earlier in April. Coinbase's cushy launch lands while that pressure is still active. By moving on the credit side rather than directly on the yield on USDC question, the company sidesteps the most contested part of the bill while still building distribution for the post-Clarity world. Superstate handling the tokenization piece and Northern Trust handling administration both add traditional finance plumbing to the structure, which makes the product harder to characterize as crypto-native risk. What changes for users and counterparties? For now, almost nothing at the retail level. Cushy is qualified investor only, and the tokenized shares route through Superstate rather than through retail wallets. Bitcoin traded at 77,356 SUX, or 1.7% on the day, as of May 1, 2026, with ETH at 2,285. So the launch comes during a relatively calm market window rather than a euphoric one. For institutions already routing dollars through Coinbase Prime, the fund adds a credit allocation option that settles into the same wallets they already use for spot and custody. For banks, it adds another concrete data point in the case they are making to Congress. The longer Clarity sits in committee, the more of this infrastructure ships without their input.